Live from Royers Ford, Pennsylvania, it's Tuesday evening. It's another episode of the Prodigal Sons podcast, which just happens to be your favorite podcast in the whole wide world that is on right now on this particular thing that you're listening to. We got a great show for you tonight. I like the intro music. Who done it?
I think it was Tom.
Tom does not know technology. What's up, Sean?
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Elijah?
What is going on, my brother?
Lisa? As Crickets. Always. And Tom. What's up,
Elijah? What is going on, my brother?
Lisa? You just love that intro. He can't get... Sean can't get enough of this show!
Listen, I was trying to share it on my computer.
We got a great show for you. We got Christmas stuff.
Definitely Christmas stuff.
We got Eagles stuff, Tom Brady stuff. Did you know that, like, I personally received, like, six excellent reviews from last week's show? I think
my, that was all the viewers, right?
No. We had seven.
Oh.
There were seven viewers.
Almost got 100%.
I got one.
Yeah.
So there we go.
But, you know, people hate watch this show. People do. They hate watch this show. Listen, I'm all for it.
What's the definition of hate watch this show?
All I know is that Nielsen ratings say that we get a lot of viewers and many of them aren't nice to us. But I don't care. Like, you're watching, watching. You know what I mean?
I'm good with it.
So actually, we don't talk numbers a lot, but actually we've had a lot. Kind of decent spike recently. So I guess people are bored.
I think the guest. Or it was the guest.
They're cutting cable, maybe. Can't find anything else to do.
It's a Christmas season. We're like the penny, so you like cut and watch us.
We're like the podcast version of Tubi.
That should be one of our reviews. It's like the podcast version of Tubi. No, actually, I had a bunch of people come up to me on the street this week, just saying that they thought last week's episode was really good. I appreciated having Russ Tenney here.
I did too.
Absolutely.
What's up, I mean? Restreamio.
Always watching.
But we are down Tom this week. Tom's not with us. Now he told us
he's alive. Don't you say he's not with us? Like, he is alive.
I mean, I don't know that.
I didn't talk to him today, but
I texted him at noon. After that, I don't know what happened. But he said he told us that he had to go to his grandson's college graduation today. But I think that's a little fishy because, I mean, he said it was his grandson was graduating college, some master's degree or something that he just got, and he's graduating. Tom's pretty old. Yeah. But it was a bit of a fishy situation, and for that we'll go to our field reporter, Sean Conroy.
So after a bit of investigative reporting, I was able to follow Tom for a little bit today,
dude, right?
Because his story just didn't add up with what he was saying. I mean, his grandson's three, and he says he's graduating. He's not Doogie Howser. I mean, I love the kid, but even Doogie Howser graduated at 11.
Right?
You know what I mean, so that's a really early. So I was like, okay, even if he is Doogie Howser,
right,
it's gonna be tough. So I kind of followed Tom around today, stalking him.
He seemed to be in a very chipper mood.
He was he was very elfish, like Buddy. It was the best way I can describe it. He seemed
quarter of Buddy.
Well, the shoes were throwing me off.
They were definitely the weirdest shoes I've seen. They were
Jordans.
No, they were green.
Did Jordans Vapor put Max? Out ones that got real pointy at the end and they kind of curl up with a bell on them? Did Jordans do that?
No,
like red fringe around the edge of the.
I mean, he might have golfed in a pair so much that they turned green and curled up.
So, are you saying what I think you're saying?
I'm pretty sure that Santa called him back to the North Pole on an emergency situation.
You know what, though? Good for him. Because the one thing that Tom needs is to be able to feel good about himself. And if you put him in a situation in the North Pole where he's in, you know, Santa's workshop or that sort of thing, he's going to be...
Hi, buddy.
He's going to be one of the larger guys.
Like Buddy was.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be... that's pump him up, you know?
That was Santa's gift to him. Pumped him up a little.
My thought is that Santa brought him back because Christmas cheer was down, and he needed Tom to come recharge the batteries. That's my belief.
Well, I know he's not on the iPhone assembly line. I mean,
he was sabotaged that.
He's more like Jenga, like wooden blocks.
Putting the tires on the little wooden trucks.
Play-Doh. I mean, I don't
see
him.
Buddy.
He's not on the tablet. He's not on the tech side.
No.
You think we'll get him back for next week?
He's no Hermie. I want to be a dentist.
Chasing a bumble.
He's out there hanging out with UConn Cornelius.
So, I mean, I hope he's here next week for our Christmas episode. I mean.
It just wouldn't be Christmas without him.
No, it wouldn't be. In his whatever hat he decides to wear this year.
He's got to come back, but he's got to travel through the Candy Cane Forest and the Seven Gumdrop thing to get back here, right?
I got to watch that movie.
I do, too. I miss it.
So now I got to watch, like, when we eat dinner before. Does he put maple syrup on stuff? I have to start watching for that now.
Well, he does. It's a Red Bull maple syrup.
It's Red Bull and M&M's.
Red Bull, M&M's, and then maple syrup. I think he might be an elf.
He might be. He might be.
He gets really depressed after Christmas.
He might be.
So, did you guys get your Christmas lights up since we talked about
that? Oh, yeah, Christmas lights. What's up with that? Your house looks very nice, by the way.
I'm thinking it's not going to happen. Lisa did a little tree and the gifts in the window. But
Yoda's out. Is it Yoda out there?
Little baby Yoda's out there.
No. Is it Grogu or is it Yoda?
It's a little baby Grogu. How old is Grogu?
So difficult. He was 50.
He was 50.
He was 50 about 3 years ago, so he should be about 53. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
3 years ago?
That's how that works.
You called him little baby Grogu. All right.
Yeah, well, in Yoda years.
No.
Yeah, so I don't think the lights.
The lights are not getting on the house. They aren't.
No.
That was awful.
That was so bad.
That was,
oh, God.
I got mine up on the porch.
What? I'm on the porch?
Like around my front porch.
Proud of you.
How much duct tape did you use?
I didn't. There was already clips up there, so I just literally just put them onto the clips that were there and plugged them in.
Smart.
I'm thinking I need to leave the clips up year-round and then use like an extension pole to put them up there or
something. Why wouldn't you?
There you go.
Because last year they snapped in half when I ripped the lights off the house. March.
You're not supposed to just tie them to the trailer hitch and drive the truck down the road. That's not how you take the lights down.
Listen.
He ripped the lights off a week before Thanksgiving.
Don't give me a hard time because I'm starting to panic. To move on to a more serious topic.
Uh-oh.
I haven't really been watching the Eagles this year.
That's okay.
Caught some highlights.
It was a lot of them.
They're really good.
Yeah.
They're really young.
Mm-hmm.
They're really well coached.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to listen to you guys talk about the Dirty Birds. You Johns talk about the Dirty Birds for like the next decade, aren't
Please I? Allow me to interject. The Dirty Birds would be the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, then what are you guys? I thought you guys were. Isn't it dirty? I mean, I just assumed that you guys were the dirty. The Falcons went. Oh no! I don't, actually,
the
no,
Atlanta Falcons were the Dirty Birds because they even had a dance.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys are like pigeons or something, right?
Wow, that
it's like East Coast Eagles are like pigeons.
Wow. Okay. We'll go there for your New Jersey Jets, but we won't.
Hey, cool. Did you hear they might be moving to Queens? And the first thing I thought of was you.
Talk about. If they're going to move to Queens,
yeah.
How are they going to create more earth to put a stadium?
Well, it's Queens. Nobody wants to live in Queens.
Yeah, people, so is it a lot of vacancy there?
10 cents a pack of smokes and half a drink beer, they'll move out of Queens quick.
Yeah. Wow. So, taxpayers are going to go up.
Yeah, I think that'd be good because then you always get people like,
Joe Flacco?
That's not great. It's not a great situation.
But listen. Worse. Since you brought up football, let's talk about one of the most embarrassing moments this weekend in football. It involved Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. That was a great win.
He got demolished.
Yeah.
Destroyed.
Yeah. At home.
Obliterated.
Yeah.
At home.
Like his home.
His
home. Not the home stadium, his hometown.
His hometown. And not only did that happen.
You know he wants to go there and play next year.
He bought 100 tickets.
Yeah. He invited everybody that he knew, and then he gave the other tickets to like 97 random strangers.
I think it was only mom, pop, and a random cousin.
Yeah.
mom popping some guy he saw at the 7-Eleven before he went to the game.
Yeah, he bought 100 tickets in the stadium, gave them away to friends and family, and then he got destroyed.
Well, I mean, Giselle wasn't brutal.
Why wasn't Giselle there?
Yeah, why? Why go?
She was probably on a date.
I'm not going there.
I didn't see Antonio Brown.
I'm just saying, but that happened. And yes, the Eagles are. So let me tell you guys my superstitious thing that's happened this.
Oh, geez.
All right. So all season, like the first few games, I had to watch.
Didn't I ask you a few weeks ago if you were superstitious? Like, I was like, you're the superstitious guy. Yeah, and you're like,
I said I have my things.
You're like, I have my things, but I'm not really. Well, okay. So
I did not say it like that. All season, like the first three
games. One of the superstitions is you don't talk about the superstitions. It's like Fight Club.
But you just talked about it. You just broke the first rule.
I was saying it was your rule, not my rule.
But you broke it.
It's your rule. Now we have to fight. I don't care about your rules.
Now we have to fight.
Wait, what?
The first three games, I wasn't watching it on TV. I didn't have cable, so I was like, you know what? I watched it on my phone.
That's not a superstition. You didn't pay the bill.
And I would.
It's called a blackout.
It's expensive. And every week, I'm like, all right, how am I going to watch the game? So I had to, like, sign up for another service. And it always came down to crunch time, so I missed.
Oh, that's right. It's local TV here. Yeah. Okay. I always watch mine on, like,
channel. But I don't have cable. I don't have cable. I don't have any cable service.
But you've got you've got 25 free trials to different streaming services.
That's what I was doing, right? That's what I was doing for the first, like, couple, three.
You got it. Hulu?
I tried the Hulu. I did the NFL Plus. I did the Sling.
Yeah. Forgot about Sling.
I forgot which other one I did. But I missed every kickoff.
Can't you get, like, a digital antenna or something?
I tried that. The TV wouldn't take. I think I got to get a more expensive one. But this is the superstition. So I missed every kickoff. So now I can't watch the opening kickoff. I haven't seen an opening kickoff all season. Even when I went to the two games.
I'm rooting for the Eagles now. I want them to be good for 10 years so you don't get to watch the beginning of the game.
It's just the kickoff. It's just the kickoff.
Oh, just the kickoff.
Just the kickoff. Even when That's I went to the two soccer. Games. Who cares? I went to the two games and I was like... I turned around and they went, "What are you doing?" I was like, I can't do it.
So here you go, the bathroom runs out.
Yeah, probably the coach was doing that too. That's actually, I think that's the when I used to watch the Jets, I think that was one of the superstitions too, because nobody would watch them. Like, people would walk in with bag on their head.
Mm.
Same thing?
No.
All right, cool.
Yeah, that's pretty bad when your kicker's not watching the open kickoff either.
My other thing. You like sports cars, correct?
Yeah, I like cars.
You like cars. Okay, you like cars, even the little ones.
It doesn't have to be a sports car. I like cars.
But you love the sport. You love the sports ones.
Especially
the ones that you can take the top off, right? You like driving with the top down? Or is that Lisa? Lisa's with the top.
I mean, I like all cars.
Okay, well, I've seen some of the cars you've been in.
Mm-hmm.
I recently took a drive. And a 2014 Corvette Stingray.
Yeah.
How do people do it?
Do what?
I'm about 6'1". You're about what?
Oh, be
5'11".
How do you be 3 inches off the ground?
How do you do that?
You get used to it.
And then, like, when I sit in the seat, I feel like I got an elephant back. Because it's, my back feels so wide compared to these seats.
Yeah, the Honda S2000, I get back into my, after I drive my Honda S2000, I get back in the Prius, and it feels like I'm driving like a truck.
I got in my car, I was with Elijah. I got out of that Corvette, and I got into my Mitsubishi, and I sat down, and I went,
"Ooh, look at this. This is so nice.
I just kept doing this. Ooh.
Look at all this room I have.
So much room for activities."
Yeah, the first time I got in a Corvette, like, I went to sit in one, and I just kept sitting. Like, you're like, "Oh, I'm going to sit down," and then you just, like, keep falling through the earth, and then you finally find the seat, and that's that.
It's like I had to sit butt first, then spin around, and then lift my leg up to get it into the car. It's a process. I don't like it. But, boy, vroom, vroom. Vroom, vroom, vroom.
No speeding tickets?
I drive for
Yeah.
Okay. No speeding tickets.
Don't even say that.
No speeding tickets.
Question.
What's up?
You guys big sneeze or little sneeze people?
Big sneeze. Multiple big sneeze.
I think that went through a period where if I had to sneeze, I'd try to like muffle it. Now I just I try to get the ghosts out. Almost like just
almost like yelling at somebody.
You had all the skeletons out of the closet.
Achoo!
I heard somebody sneeze the other day. It was like it's like I feel like that's a way to like
it's a waste. Sneezing feels good sometimes.
It feels awesome. It is. I want to crack my vertebrae on a sneeze.
No. You've hurt your back?
No, I know. I'm saying I want to like crack my back. I want to sneeze so hard.
Have you ever sneezed so hard that it kind of hurt? Like
no.
You're like, oh,
you just get that checked out.
Yeah. Oh man.
Just a sign of old age.
I didn't say I sneezed and farted.
Yeah, but you sneezed and threw out your hip. Like that's not a great time.
I didn't sneeze and tinkle. I sneezed and hurt a muscle. Like
yeah, sneezing and pulling a muscle is not good. Like, ah.
But yeah, I just you know, I if I get a sneeze, I want to make it count. Like I.
When you sneeze, is it one time?
Huh?
How many times do you sneeze when you sneeze?
At least two. Usually two, sometimes three.
Sean?
I'm about a fiver, but I must die for. I don't let them.
I see. I think you're. Yeah, because if you're.
Yeah, I don't do the. I'm just.
I don't.
Just what was that?
But people like that.
I think they're just asking for an aneurysm,
they
right?
Are.
When they're stifle it up,
they are. It's eyes like, gonna bulge out of it.
It's like a brain explosion.
And I there's no shame to my game. I really don't care. Like if somebody's around me and they do that, I look at them. What was that? That's what I asked. Yeah. What was that? A sneeze? Oh,
I usually ask. Is that
bless
a cough?
You? I guess. And I'm so sarcastic. Oh, bless you. I guess. Like.
Ugh. No, see, that's where that's no.
They don't deserve to be blessed after that just because they didn't let it go.
You're like, supposed to go.
Would you rather they spray you with like a shower of snot?
There's no excuse for that. It's like
that's when you go.
No, I'm gonna start doing the Sammy Sosa. And then the guy got you. I'm out.
The one thing I do that's really rude though. Is if people say bless you, hey, if it's a stranger, sure, thank you. If it's somebody I know, I won't even respond. You say so bless rude. You, I don't respond.
Just keep walking.
So no, I just I you know that so came rude. From like when they thought you were possessed by the devil and you were trying to get the spirits out and you sneeze. Like, hey, listen, I'm not possessed.
Really?
Yeah, that's why people say bless you. Look it up.
You know what the real reason is? People start saying bless you because your heart stops. For a second when you sneeze. So it's a quick prayer to make your heart start beating again.
Pretty
people
sure.
believe that you could die from sneezing back in the day.
Well,
I'm glad medicine's come a long way since then.
I am. You know what? I'm glad it's come a long way because then I wouldn't have to be saved by the bell.
Wow.
Wow.
That was cute.
You know that, right? You know about that, right? The bell
what?
And being buried.
No, I thought you were just making a joke about saved by the bell.
No, because back when before modern medicine, they would sometimes pronounce people dead, but they would bury a string. They would put a string in a coffin with a bell on it. So if they woke up like I'm not dead, they ring the bell. Saved by the bell.
I so want you to do that.
Wow.
I mean, no. When I die, I so want you to do that. I want that, but I also don't want to be buried. So. I want you to cremate me and put a string with a bell, okay?
And I want you to put a motor on it so that like 2 months from now it goes ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
I'm going to put an M80.
Like, wait a minute. He was cremated. We threw his ashes in the ocean. How is his bell ding?
Put an M80 inside the urn and the string attached to be a fuse.
When I go, hook that up, all right? One last joke before I go.
I already told my kids I have a pre-recorded message because I want to be cremated, but I want them to play it so it sounds like it's coming out of the urn.
That's awesome.
Just play it randomly during my during the week.
Just during
hey,
the,
let me out of here.
During the service, and then at one point it just goes achoo.
Did you sneeze? And have the urn fall over.
Let me out of here.
I'm not
can't
dead.
Breathe.
I'm not dead. I'm quite alive. Monty Python.
Like Mustafa from Austin Powers. I'm burned very badly.
It's smelling quite a bit like almonds.
Would you rather chug? Would you rather chug a gallon of eggnog or eat a whole gingerbread house?
I think it's infected. Gingerbread.
Oh, I'm chugging the eggnog.
Have you ever eaten a gingerbread house?
No, but they're like cardboard.
No, they seem like they should be good because like ginger cookies or gingerbread cookies, whatever they are.
Ginger snaps?
Ginger snaps are good. And you think it should be like that, but it's not like that at all.
It's like fruitcake. Nobody eats that.
It's like wood. it's like plywood.
It's like balsa wood. It's like cheap wood.
Believe it or not, as gross as it sounds,
you could build a house with gingerbread slabs. It is so hard.
Every year, my father would get a fruitcake for his birthday. He loved it.
The first time I had fruitcake, I thought it was fantastic. And I didn't know what people were talking about, like making fun of. And then I've never been able to find a good one since.
First time I had fruitcake, I washed it down with eggnog. It was a long night. Me and the porcelain guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Not good. Oh, man. It smells like almonds.
Great. Would you rather have a tofu turkey or a spam turkey dinner?
Tofu.
Why? Why the two?
I'm using Tom's microphone, and there's like...
It's like a hair?
There's like a thing in it.
It's a hair. See, none of us have hair, so we don't shed. So, Thomas...
I think... I do feel... What's going on? Would you guys stop passing notes in class?
He wrote like P-U backwards L.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Would you rather be arrested for impersonating Santa Claus or for stealing presents? I feel like Sean has been arrested for impersonating Santa Claus.
What?
Well?
Listen. I don't know what the statute of limitations is, so okay. I have to plead the fifth. But I'd probably be the Grinch if I was going to do it. I would steal Christmas presents.
Don't be a mean one. I would steal Christmas presents.
Would you rather give one person $1,000 or give 1,000 people $1 gift?
1,000 people $1.
1,000 people $1.
I'd give one person 1,000.
And that person would be you.
Because you know how hard it would be to find 1,000 $1 gifts?
No.
You can't even go to the dollar store.
You said give them $1. You didn't say give them a gift.
I did. I said gift at the end. But it was like a pause. It was a weird thing.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, that's not okay.
I mean, you can get the whole Dollar General for Dollar Tree. Actually, it's $1.25.
It's $1.25. Yes, it is.
It's ridiculous.
Man, these questions are awful.
You picked them.
I didn't really pick them.
As Sean smelling in his urn.
I mean, I was looking up Christmas would you rather gifts and like, would you rather questions and like some of them were really not
inappropriate,
not fit for air. And the other ones are really boring.
Show, maybe for Howard Stern.
Let me out of here.
I think it would have made Howard Stern blush.
Just have the it's sitting there.
Would you rather have Santa Claus sneeze in your face or have a reindeer poop on your shoes? Like, who comes up with that?
Yeah, who's the weirdo sitting in the room going, this is a good idea?
I feel like they just auto-generated these. They just put in Christmas auto-generator questions.
I think I'd just rather have the reindeer poop in my shoe.
I think that's a good day.
I mean, there's a lot of milk and old sour milk in Santa's beard. He sneezes that all up in your face and like little cookie crumbs in your eyes.
Let's be honest. He's living up there. He probably doesn't shower very often.
I don't think so.
I feel like he just lays around watching old episodes
eating
of like
candy canes.
Gangster movies.
Yeah, are you watching gangster movies? Maybe a little MASH. Watching a little Matlock, Judge Judy.
Matlock, definitely.
Cheetos all in the beard.
He might be a Jerry Springer guy.
He's watching old reruns. He's got them all on DVD.
Watching Night Court.
Yep. But he is he knows. Like, doesn't he know if you've been naughty or nice? So he's watching Jerry Springer going, that's true. Gave her a cold 6 years in a row.
He's like, that's not even the half of what I am. You're going to need about three more guys on that paternity test.
Would you rather get accidentally locked in the mall or stuck at the airport on Christmas? Locked in the mall, man.
Who's been locked? Oh.
No, think fun. About it. They got
all the stores
some of the,
closed.
Is it the Coventry Mall?
If it's the Coventry Mall, just kill me.
It's just You can't even beat your head against the wall because they don't even have any.
Yeah, hang out with the rats, I guess. In my mind, it's
the ghost of Christmas past. Paul Blart?
No, in my mind, it's the King of Prussia Mall, and it's closed and empty.
But all the stores are open. With no workers in there.
Exactly.
Just you and the stores.
Don't they have like a go-kart store in there?
No, they don't. But do I have... They have a Tesla store in there. But do I have access to the security Segways?
You have access to everything you want. But I'm pretty sure the last time I was there, they had like an electric go-kart. Or maybe it was a different mall. Whatever. They had like a store where you could buy like electric bikes and stuff.
They might.
Go-karts and that sort of thing.
They might, but they do have the Tesla... I would
cause so much property damage if I was locked in that mall.
Oh, man. I'd sync my number to every Apple device in the store. So the next time it was open, somebody call me. Everything rings.
Just Christmas music all the time.
Tom would move in.
Tom wouldn't leave them all then.
He'd be like, you hear about that Apple store? All it plays is Christmas music all year round. I'm going to live there. No, Tom. No.
Every phone gets Rickrolled.
I don't think I know what that is. Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
But definitely the mall.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm out of questions. You guys looking for Christmas? You looking forward to Christmas?
I am, for my children's sake. I am. But it is a very difficult time of year.
You got to make them. Yeah. Yeah, we do it for them. It's not for us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
It's for Christ and for our kids.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, we know the true meaning of Christmas.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we want the kids to have good memories. It's not for us anymore.
You know Christmas is great when you get up and there's nothing for you but everything for everybody else in your household and you're not upset. When that doesn't bother you and you got everybody else something, I like that.
Wait, you're supposed to
I would like to get something, but it doesn't bother me if I don't.
Well, I'm confused too. Go ahead.
Is he supposed to buy stuff for other people?
I thought you just wrap stuff for yourself.
I just grab random stuff from around the house and wrap it up. And that's what you get.
You can do that?
Dirty sock.
Old empty shampoo bottle.
That would look good wrapped up.
Toothpaste tube.
An old empty toothpaste tube.
Oh, I'm loving this. I didn't know about this.
Chewed apple core.
Are you just picking up stuff? You didn't around the house or in the trash?
Yeah, just wherever. You know.
It sounds like
the trash in the bathroom of all places.
That's where I hang out the most.
Oh, this is a great mouthwash bottle. Nice shape.
Ah, somebody's getting.
Do you ever wrap one
for Christmas?
You ever wrap one of those gifts as like a small gift and wrap it in like 48 different boxes?
Yes.
I've done that.
That's plan on it.
You're going to do it now?
Oh, I plan on it.
At the end, it's like a gift card for $1.
Oh.
It did like an hour and a half worth of work.
Thank you.
Remember those little pills we used to get as kids? You threw it in the water, it would melt, and you get a little sponge.
It would expand. Yeah.
Just take one of those, wrap it in tinfoil, super glue around the outside of that, then start putting it in the boxes.
Yeah. That's cool.
But I know what I'm getting for the Secret Santa.
That's this year.
Are we doing that next week?
Next week, Christmas episode.
Okay.
Did you figure out who you have?
I got.
You guys like all you have to do is remember one name.
One name.
You couldn't do it.
One name that was on a piece of paper that I took out of my pocket, didn't look at, and probably threw it in the trash.
He didn't even know who it was from the beginning. He actually doesn't even know whose name was on that paper.
I do now. We have a very, 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 very resourceful producer. God bless her.
She's pretty. She's pretty smart.
Wicked smart.
Wicked smart.
Wicked smart kid.
You guys, got any big plans?
As far as
Christmas,
what? Christmas.
You guys taking days off? Anything?
I want to do a bunch of stuff with the kids that week that we're off. I want to go to the movies. I want to go. I just want to do a bunch of things with them and maybe. Get a lot of duct tape, so one of those days I can just duct tape them in their room and I can just relax. Just one of those days.
Duct tape doesn't work as well as you think it would if you just screw their door closed.
Or just get a keypad like we have on the studio.
Can I borrow that doorknob?
Yeah, you just lock it from the outside.
Don't give them the code.
Put a little cat door in there. You can pass them a sandwich every once in a while.
one-way cat door. You don't want to try to stick their head out. Somebody gets stuck in that thing. I can see Little Lee halfway through a cat door like, Dad.
I got to go to the bathroom. Here's a bowl.
No, I don't even think Little Lee would try to get out. He'd be like, I need
to get
out.
He would love it.
Yeah,
he'd love it. If he could sit in his room on his bed and watch TV and listen to music, it'd be great as long as his little sister wasn't there.
Yeah.
So she has to be in there.
That's a must.
She has to be in there. Gotta be. Any plans for you?
No, I had to cancel my plans. I was supposed to go away, but I had to cancel that because of Teresa's surgeries and stuff. So I'd use all my vacation time for that. So, but I am taking a couple of days off, do some stuff with the kids.
We got to take the girls out again.
Yeah. Teresa keeps asking.
You think we should include Dave?
Yeah.
He has all girls.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's the bill will be way more expensive for him than it will be for us.
Yeah. What's up?
We'll tell you later. All right, so what else, Scott?
No, it's just I don't have a home walk planned. But
what about you, Tom?
I got to make more Etch-A-Sketches.
Hey, turn the bass up in his microphone, please.
I have to make more Etch-A-Sketches.
Thank you.
Perfect. Very nice. That's well done.
So, you know, we've been going through a bit of a transition period. I feel like everybody, you know, is in kind of a funk right now. Everybody's been sick and, you know, shorter days and, you know, colder and stuff like that. And, you know, church is going through a bit of a transition right now. And, you know, so it doesn't necessarily feel like Christmas, I don't think. I don't think, you know, you don't have those traditional happy feelings at Christmas time. But we were in a board meeting last night, and actually I'll give him credit just once. But Pastor Tom said something about God doing a new thing. And that was kind of stuck in my head. The other thing that was stuck in my head since Sunday was Jen Precup when she sang Noel. Look and see what God has done. Come and see what God has done. And it just reminded me that, like, you know, even when you're in a rough transition period or you're in a time of, you know, season ending and a new season starting, I think the internal pessimist in us says, well, it's never going to be as good as it was.
Right.
But I think, you know, as we were talking in the board meeting yesterday, it was God is a God of change. God is a God of the new thing, of bringing you to the new place. And so that's what we were talking about tonight in our, you know, scripture reading, you know, talking about Christmas and Christ coming and Isaiah's prophecy. In Isaiah 43:19, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? And the background of this is the, they were, help me out, Sean. I'm just blanking on the vocabulary. They were wandering. We're in isolation. We're in isolation. We're in exile. That's what we are. We're in exile, and you know, so God's people were in a new, coming into a new place, and He was saying, "I am doing a new thing," and this is like one of the prophecies of Jesus. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? And, you know, even, you know, you read these things, and we've said many times, you know, specifically we talk about like Old Testament Jews, you know, going, oh, you know, this is terrible. You know, we're in this place, and just like, and they lose faith in God like so quickly, right? And we want to judge them because we read it over and over and over and over again. But meanwhile, we're talking about like 1,000 years, you know, that we see it over and over. And it's just the human cycle of, you know, when a season changes or when a bad thing happens, to get to a point where I think our producer just sneezed and these guys couldn't handle it. Is it a stifle?
It was a little stifle.
It was. It's a bit of a silencer on.
Look at it. Look, she
got snot running down her face.
The screen's all splattered.
She's tearing up.
She's turning purple.
Sorry. We're immature sometimes.
But, you know, you go through a season of change. And I think, you know, we give, like Tom says, we give too much credit to the devil. Mm-hmm. But we go through a season of change, and the devil, or just, you know, our own human spirit is saying, it'll never be as good. You know, time to be miserable. But we don't need to be. God is a God of the new thing. God is a God that'll bring you to the new season. And actually, Tom had in here, he did want to be here tonight, but his youngest grandson was graduating college.
Hermie, as a dentist.
What? In dental school. But Tom wanted to do Isaiah 7, and maybe he'll do that when he comes back. But Isaiah 7, what was it, 13, 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and we shall call his name Emmanuel. And that was in the middle of a new thing as well. You know, that was, I think, what was it, King Ahaz? Yeah, Ahaz, you know, and there was going to be this battle, and he didn't believe that God would deliver him. But so God gives us these promises of a new thing during times of turmoil, during times of tribulation. And the truth is that we can choose to be miserable with the thing that's in our way, or we can choose to say, like Jen's song the other day, come and see what God has done. And you know, we in that Isaiah 7:14, if you read chapter 7, that's teaches us to look back on what God has done in the past to renew the promises that God will do in the future.
What I can say is, it's so weird, the events of today, like everything I just explained to y'all when I sat down on off air. See what God has done. There was a lot of things that I was expecting. A lot of us were expecting, you know, at work. And they didn't come to fruition like we wanted them to. But
Elijah was Clark Griswold this year. Yeah. No Christmas bonus.
But regardless of that happening, I stopped and I said, look what God has already done. Like, you know, we have bills paid. We have food. Yep. We have a roof over our head. We're still breathing. We have each other. And it's like what that was going to get me was material things, things that really aren't that important when we have everything we need.
You don't even need cable. You can't watch Kickoff anyway.
I'm going to just stand in your window. I'm going to just come to your house and look through the window. No,
that's fine. You can watch Mike White and the Jets all day long.
Yeah, I'm going to get dizzy because you're going to be hitting rewind, fast forward, pause.
You can come over. You can come over to my house. We will watch Kickoff 47 times.
Oh, jeez. Never mind.
We'll watch
it from
every angle, slow-mo, everything you want.
I'll watch somebody illegally live streaming it on Facebook or something. But, I mean, like, that's truth. Like, you know, see what God has done and what will be done, because although I'm not getting that one thing, I've already been blessed with so much more, and God is not going to let me fail. He's not going to let me down. He's always going to be there. So I know there's better things to come. Like, that's just something for the moment.
Yep.
God is forever.
And you think about the last time that you were in a situation. Didn't he get you through it?
Yes, he did.
So, I mean, how quick we are to forget. And, you know, like I said, I used to read, you know, these Old Testament things where God promises deliverance and they're like, ah, no, and they just turn away from him and go to the false idols and the false gods. And I'm like, ah, wow, those people are stupid. And then you're like, oh, I do the same thing.
Mm. Mm. But I can say I know, like, just as quick as I thought, oh, shucks, I thought, amen, because God's been good.
All the time.
And all the time?
God is good.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I love that movie.
Yeah. Listen.
Sorry.
I would rather have a sneeze and make my brain explode than watch that movie.
What movie? Wow.
God's not dead.
I still haven't seen it.
Didn't we do a review and you were part of the review?
You're blessed, brother. Yeah, but he just read the cliff notes.
Dave just responded to whatever we said during the show.
I was like,
that's awesome. Yeah, I love that part of the movie.
He looked up.
Good point.
He's like, looked up God's Not Dead synopsis and it just said, in a cheap money grab.
God's Not Dead, 572.
Soundtracks only on Tubi.
There's a new one coming out on Christmas.
There is.
Yeah. It's about the Christmas tree that got burned down.
Is it like Sharknado? Like they just keep
doing Yeah, keep recycling.
Sharknado is actually funny. Like it's supposed to be funny, though.
It, I mean, oh, gosh. The kids were so fascinated
Shane
with that
Shane loves those movies. Shane's all about them. He still wants to know your review from the last one, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote it. I had trouble uploading it. I'll look for it.
Tubi's not working as good as it used to.
Yeah, no, I had trouble uploading my review.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because you uploaded it on Freevee.
Well, you can't just give the computer screen the finger and hope for the best. It doesn't translate.
That doesn't work.
By fingering means you're number one, listeners. Index.
Okay. Yep.
Yep.
Sure. I don't know. We talked about this beforehand. And the more I read this, the more I am just translating into my own current life.
Right.
The new thing, like, stuck in the wilderness. God brings you through, right? And every time you get there, you find this peace and this joy at the end of it. And then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, something doesn't go your way or something doesn't go right. You know, and here's an example where, you know, Israel's in trouble. God's not requiring the law at this point. He's not saying, listen, go do your burnt sacrifice. He's saying, listen, I still love you. I understand you're not in a position to do the things that we've discussed. Like, you asked for what you needed. I gave it to you. And, like, that's great that you want to do that, but I'm not requiring it because you're in a position where you can't do that. But I'm still going to bring you through. And they're kind of like, really? Like, I'm not so sure. And, to me, it just... It's hard because God didn't send us here to stay still. He didn't send us. If we were all the same people as when we got saved as we are today, we would not have grown. We would not have moved on. We would not have. The whole purpose of Jesus coming would be unnecessary. You're not supposed to stay where you're at. You're supposed to keep moving forward through the adversity, through the wilderness, through all the struggles. But remember that when you come out on the other side, when you hit the forest and you have to figure out how to get through, you're not doing it alone.
Right.
And I think this is just a wonderful path where God is like, basically like, what are you doing? Like, we've been through this before. This isn't our first rodeo. Like, we've done this before. Like, I'm not asking anything of you except to trust me. Nice. Thanks. Mess me up when I throw my whole train of thought off. But just in this, you can see the promise of Christ, where God's like, listen, I'm not requiring all this. I don't need all that. I just need you to trust me going forward. I need you to trust me when times get hard, you're going to get through it. When times are bad, I'm right there with you. You know, and we can see here where he's saying, like, I don't need anything from you.
Yep.
And he says, right in it, but you have burdened me with your sins and you had wearied me with your iniquities. And, like, that's... Basically, because, like, I'm going to take your sins through all of this. You don't have to do the law. I'm going to take your sins. You know, you're still in my good graces. I still love you. My chosen people. But you are making me so tired with the fact that you lose hope at the smallest hint of adversity, at the smallest struggle. You automatically forget what we did in the past. You automatically forgot about all the times that I brought you through, all the times we walked together. And I think that's... If one of us has an argument, we may not talk for a couple hours or a day, but we always come back and say, "Oh, look, man, I was out of line."
For now. Yeah.
But how often does something go bad and immediately we forget about God? We don't, like, things are bad, so God doesn't love us anymore. He's not protecting us anymore. He's not watching over us anymore.
And along that line, I mean, it's what, five verses separate where he says, "You burdened me with your with your sins, wearied me with your iniquities." And like five verses before that, I'm doing a new, Jesus is coming.
There's a new thing coming.
There's a new thing coming. Jesus is coming. And, you know, so like when my kids upset me, I don't want to give them new things. But God is a God. It doesn't necessarily require us to be faithful for him to be faithful. You know, like, he's still going to be God, no matter how we're acting towards him. So that's where I've been. And I know we're all kind of the same way. Like, you know, behind the scenes, Sean walked in and wasn't in the best of moods today. Elijah walked in, wasn't in the best of moods. I haven't been in a good mood for like a month. So it's like, you know, we're in that season ending, season beginning thing. At the same time, Christmas is here. God is coming. Come and see what God has done. He's doing a new thing. Yeah. So
for me, one of the things I've been really, because you guys know, and I've been kind of in a funk for the last 3-4 months, 5 months or so, and I've kind of been exploring that more recently. Before, I was kind of in that quicksand mode where everything was just piling up and I just couldn't figure out how to get out of it. And I've started, you know, started talking to, like, Russ. I've had a lot of conversations with Russ over the last 2 weeks or so, some other folks. And I'm starting to see where I forgot to trust that I know I'm ready for whatever that comes next. But, like, I've stayed still for so long because I'm afraid of what comes. Even though I know there's anything coming, like, I know there's something coming, and it's like, but I also feel like nobody else can do what I do as good as I do it, so I'm not willing to, like, so if Elijah's supposed to step into a position, maybe I was doing, like, I'm stealing his blessings now because I'm taking it. No, that's mine. Like, I have to hold on to that. Like, it's actually his, but I'm taking it. So I'm like, I've kind of become a wedge.
Did you take his Christmas bonus?
I did. Huh. You weren't supposed to tell him, man. Now he's going to be really mad again. This isn't going to go well.
It's just messed up.
He's going to kidnap me. Bring me to his house. Make me sit there with, like, some Jell-O with, like, cat poop on it.
That's a good movie.
That's a good movie. But for me, like, it's been that
Griswold. It's a white thing.
Yeah.
Okay, Clark.
So for me, like, the moving on to the new thing, trusting the new thing is where I'm supposed to go. Because, like, we're not meant to stay here. We're supposed to move forward and then reach back and bring everybody else forward mm-hmm. with us, mm-hmm. not stay there and block up the whole process. And I think for me, that's kind of what I've been. I knew there was a new thing, but I don't want the new thing.
Right. I'm not ready to move on. Yep.
I'm scared for the new thing. I'm afraid of the new thing.
Yep.
And I'm comfortable.
I was comfortable with the old thing.
And I like it. But now what the problem is, I'm stealing other people's gifts. I'm stealing other people's blessings, and I'm stealing because I'm trying to, but in the process, I'm now a dam in the river, and nothing's getting through.
It's one of those things where this thing is easier said than it is to do, and that is to let go and let God.
Yeah,
it's easy to be said, but it's so hard for us to do it sometimes because again, we always think we are in control of our lives, and it's not us. It's not us that's driving. We're just the vessel.
I just one more quick thing, I think, just off of that. I think sometimes that we forget that life is a journey, not a race.
Yeah.
There's only one end that comes in this life. And we're not racing to get there. We're learning and growing along the way. It's a journey. It's not a race.
That's a tough one for me to hear. Yeah. A small business owner, you always think you're in a race, you know?
Me too. Like, what are we racing against, though?
Yeah.
I mean,
ourselves.
Are we going to outrun God? I mean, this is just things that have been hitting me in the way. Like, and especially when you pointed this passage out today, it really hit me when it kind of changed my whole attitude after we talked about it. But it's a new thing. Can you not perceive it?
Yeah.
How can you?
I'm doing a new thing. Can you not perceive it?
We're walking in the garden with God every day. We have an opportunity to spend every day with Him. And instead, we try to run ahead of His plan. I think that's the biggest problem that we have is we can't keep the relationship because we want to be ahead of where we're supposed to be because we think it's a race. We only have so much time. My parents lived to this age. Most people live to this age. It's not a race. You have all eternity after that.
Can't outrun somebody that's with you every step of the way.
Does that make Sean Cousin Eddie? Is he Randy Quaid?
Crapper's full.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's definitely. It's just got to be, right?
With the cigar in the bathroom.
Definitely.
I'm going to go home and watch that movie. All right. Why don't you close this out in prayer?
All right. Father God, as always, we thank you for bringing us together because, you know, sometimes we just need to be together and we need to be in the good word and we need to see the things that we're not willing to see. So, Lord, thank you for bringing us together tonight. Thank you for bringing us together when we didn't want to probably be together. We're all in bad moods, and I think you've changed that, especially for me, and I think everybody else at this table. So, Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, we want to pray for the church in this new season. Let us accept it. Let us be willing to see where the journey is taking us. Remember, it's not a race. There is no deadline. There's no finish line. There's just where you're taking us, and it's a journey. So let us live it. Let us enjoy it. Let us be in relationship with you through that. Lord, for health, physical and mental health. It's just that time of year, Lord. It seems to get everybody at some point or another. There's stress and there's time and you have to get things done and you have to do this and people expect that and there's, you know, all these things to do. So, Lord, just keep everybody physically and mentally sane through the season. Let's remember why we do it. It's about family and friends and you. It's not about the gifts and the giving and the receiving, especially not the receiving. It's about spending time with the people you love, spending time with people you care about, and making sure you are invited and a part of all of it, Lord. For Randy and his family, Lord, continue to stay in that process. We know you're working double time for that, Lord, so I just ask that you would stay in that with them for their family. Lord, be with Lisa and her final grades at the end of the semester. Also, be with our kids and stuff that are in school right now. I know some kids are tending to struggle. I see a lot of stories and stuff where kids are struggling in school and college students and stuff. So, Lord, just be with all those kids, and adults, everybody who's trying to go back to school, trying to learn, trying to grow. Help them get through that work, because it's not the easiest in the world. For our brother Shane and for his move and his new opportunity, he's coming and he's accepted his newness and he's moving forward. So be a part of that. Be with him. Help him find the right buyer for his house so they can move on and move on to what you've asked them to go and what you've called them to. Lord, I want to ask in this season that you would help people feel less pull of the world. I think there is a huge shift right now where folks are really buying into the popularity of the world, the easiness, the attractiveness, the shininess of it. And what I would ask that you remind them that not everything that shines is gold, and not everything that's covered in glitter is worth a value. The only value that we can find, that we can put faith in, that we can put stock in, is you. So it would help us remember, help the world remember, that without you, this little blue ball doesn't spin around anymore. Help us remember that the next big thing is nothing at all. There's no get-rich-quick schemes. There's no, fab diets. There's none of this works. None of this stuff is going to make us happy. None of it is going to bring us joy. None of it is going to bring us peace. The only way for us to find peace, joy, and love is through you and through your Son, Jesus Christ. So, Lord, help us shine that message into the world, because too many people have forgotten. So help us shine that message, because I don't want to come to heaven and know how many people I left behind because I wasn't willing to shine forth you on every occasion, Lord. So help me be the best I can for you. Help us be the best we can for you, Lord. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. This has been episode, did we start off with the number?
119.
I told you it was 119. This has been episode 119, where we had Sean, Eli, Dave, the missing elf, and the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful producer, Lisa. Thank you for watching. You can catch us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes.
Tubi.
To be continued next week. and Podcast Addict. Thank you for watching, and please listen to the independent music from Tracks on. Wait. I'm not.
I just want to let you know before we close out, you guys are special to me, and I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. I got to make you understand. I'm never going to give you up. I'm never going to let you down. I'm never going to run around and desert you. I'm never going to make you cry. I'm never going to say goodbye. I'm never going to tell a lie and hurt you.
That's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. Love you, guys. Love you too, brother.
Listen to my music, and if you want to buy it, please reach out to us. Peace.
He really needs it. Didn't get a bonus.
Didn't get my bonus. Buy my music. Buy my music, please.